You're listening to a Get Abstract summary of Relocalizing Health, a book by Dave Chase. As in his previous work, The CEO's Guide to Restoring the American Dream, nonprofit founder Dave Chase describes the most egregious aspects of a badly broken U.S. healthcare system. Few believe they can stop the giant healthcare system from crushing firms, bankrupting workers, and sucking the soul out of communities. Chase, however, offers solutions that have already improved healthcare and life in the communities and the firms that have implemented them. Referencing numerous case studies, he describes challenging but fruitful alternatives to what is perhaps the developed world's worst healthcare system. The first takeaway is, out-of-control healthcare spending exacts an enormous and growing toll on Americans. As of 2020, the healthcare system in the United States consumes a full fifth of the American economy. It has become a machine that does not improve health, but proves perfectly attuned to extracting money. Every year, more than any other factor, healthcare bankrupts Americans, even though 70% of them have insurance. It sucks so much money out of cities, towns, and communities that public education, policing, and social services have atrophied in many places across America. Almost by accident, a system of employer-provided health insurance resides at the heart of U.S. healthcare problems today. This uniquely U.S. model blinds workers to the real costs of healthcare and creates a perverse incentive that discourages preventative and chronic care while rewarding far more expensive acute and reactive care. For workers, healthcare costs have caused wages to decline or remain stagnant in real terms for decades. Spiraling health spending consumes funds employers might use to improve worker benefits or salaries, and to help fund community initiatives, as many once did. Nothing compromises the American dream more today than the U.S. healthcare system. The second takeaway is, the solution proves readily available and as obvious as the problem. Some employers and communities realize that, more than ever, better healthcare options attract and keep top talent, and that investment and startups follow talent. IBM chose a new location for 4,000 employees on the basis of where it found the best healthcare: Dubuque, Iowa. Dubuque and other awakened communities don't seek construction of new hospitals, which encourage more hospital admissions. They strive to build a network of primary healthcare, local doctors, nurses, and health coaches, that focuses on preventative care and patient-doctor co-accountability for wellness. Increasingly, communities, businesses, and organizations nationwide are taking back healthcare. They walk away from big conglomerate-run systems that take and lose to rampant fraud between half and three-quarters of every healthcare dollar out of the communities they purport to serve. They fire their mega carriers and put healthcare in the hands of the people who care about it most: patients. The third takeaway is, remain healthy by taking care of yourself in partnership with your primary care team, not through hospitals, operations, and drugs. Hospital care, surgeries, and pharmaceuticals account for only 20% of health outcomes, but consume the great majority of spending. To stay healthy, take care of yourself and avoid pharmaceuticals or hospitals. After self-care, the next step should involve your primary care physician, not a specialist, drugs, or hospital. Should hospitals and surgeries prove unavoidable, return to self-care as soon as possible afterward. The fourth takeaway is, as millennials spearhead disruption of media, music, taxis, and hotels, they will demand change in healthcare. Today, younger employees tend to question the healthcare they find at work and elsewhere. Millennials understand they will spend half their lifetime income on a system that advocates unnecessary treatments and surgeries, and that harms or kills patients at a shocking rate. Fatalities from preventable medical mistakes constitute one of the leading U.S. causes of death. Millennials use online tools and apps to choose better healthcare services. They tend to seek second opinions, eschewing the system's default to clinical care, operations, and drugs. Millennials may drive change that benefits everyone. The fifth takeaway is, the scale of the broken U.S. healthcare system reveals itself in tragic ways. The decades-long opioid crisis has claimed at least 500,000 lives and $500 billion. It has eroded the blue-collar workforce to the breaking point. The workforce involved in physical labor suffers from expensive and inadequate health coverage. When physical work results in injury, the system doles out opioids for the pain, Because many people don't receive paychecks unless they work, they neither rest nor recover. This exacerbates injuries, making workers more dependent on painkillers, resulting in rampant addiction. More U.S. workers under 50 die today from opioid overdoses than anything else. The incidence of opioid-related death and disability has created a smaller workforce. Candidates often can't qualify to work because of their drug use, and workers perform poorly due to drugs and injury. Whenever the system prescribes an employee opioids, it costs, on average, more than $100,000 per year in treatment and lost wages. The U.S. healthcare system's design encourages crises like the opioid epidemic. The sixth takeaway is, fraud accounts for about $300 billion of annual U.S. healthcare spending. Fraud drives up the cost of insurance, but insurance companies don't pursue it as banks do credit card fraud. When, for example, claims show the same person receiving multiple hysterectomies or circumcisions, the system usually fails to catch the perpetrators and recover the money. The system floods the streets with drugs from fraudulent prescriptions. Incentives allow carriers to keep 30 to 40% of the money they get back from fraud. The true losers are businesses, communities, and Americans. Few employers realize that healthcare costs them more than almost anything else in their business. For some, however, annual double-digit increases have driven change because employers can't afford them. The seventh takeaway is, many employers no longer try to contain healthcare spending, but many more are fighting back. The Health Rosetta is a nonprofit firm that encourages organizations to adopt an approach to healthcare costs and quality that reduces expenses, aligns incentives, and improves outcomes. It argues that organizations must apply financial standards to healthcare plans equivalent to the standards they apply to managing employee retirement plans. The Health Rosetta aims to focus employers and communities on primary care and prevention. Local primary care does a better job of managing problems that most affect employees, including substance abuse. The Health Rosetta affirms the need for employers to push for a local primary care system, one in which physicians have sufficient time to develop relationships with patients. Employers should enlist mayors and local government in the effort to rally firms and citizens around developing a local, primary care-based health ecosystem. Organizations that successfully manage healthcare spending often opt for self-insurance and combine it with stop-loss insurance to cover catastrophic claims. Employers who self-insure pay their employees' health claims directly, reduce their exposure to insurance carrier-enabled predatory pricing, and reduce their spending by half or more. By providing incentives for employees to visit only approved, value-based doctors and specialists, whom they choose for their excellent results and fair price, firms control spending. By following the Health Rosetta's principles, firms create captive self-insurance consortiums so that even small employers can obtain local coverage. Employers should consider how Rosen Hotels and Resorts and the Pittsburgh school system address this problem. The Pittsburgh Consortium negotiated per-teacher coverage of $4,661 per year in comparison with $8,815 in nearby Philadelphia, saving $199 million per year. Teachers thus earn more money with better benefits. It accomplished better health outcomes at lower costs by educating employees about the importance of primary care and by teaching them to prefer high-quality, evidence-based providers. Rosen Hotels in Florida has applied these approaches for 20 years and has cumulatively saved over $300 million. Editor's note, this figure went up to $425 million by early 2021. In comparison with benchmark competitors, it spends a full 50% less per employee while offering much better care. Rosen provides on-site health services with health coaches, nutritionists, and nurses. These in-house services helped Rosen and companies like it manage the COVID-19 crisis and reopen sooner. Rosen employees have no co-pays for almost all drugs and pay only $5 for a doctor visit. Rosen uses its savings to pay employees more, to cover college education for full-time employees and their children, and as a shining model for the rest of the country, to donate to community causes. Rosen's community sponsorship has helped reduce crime in its community Tangelo Park by 2/3 and increased high school graduation from unacceptably low rates to 100% in many of the following years. As a result of Rosen's efforts, more than 3/4 of Tangelo Park's high school graduates earn college degrees, in comparison with just 9% of kids in similarly disadvantaged communities nationwide. Scholars have estimated the ROI on Rosen's $13 million in donations to the community over the past quarter century at over $90 million. At the same time, Rosen's business has grown rapidly and succeeded enormously. The eighth takeaway is, strive to establish a Health 3.0 system in your organization and community. Health Rosetta offers a framework for Health 3.0. Before the current system of evidence-based, centrally managed big business healthcare, 2.0, Americans benefited from small, locally centered, intuition-based healthcare, revolving around a personal relationship with a primary care physician, 1.0. The 3.0 version of healthcare combines the personal and local care of 1.0 with the data and technology-driven healthcare of 2.0 to capture the best of both. By keeping money local, employing modern best practices, and leveraging supportive local, state, and federal government, healthcare can prove twice as effective at half the price. In Alaska, for example, the NUCA system of community healthcare services for the native population has dramatically improved the life and health in villages across the state. NUCA has reduced hospital admissions by half and specialist visits by almost 2/3, while significantly improving healthcare quality. By blending the best of modern healthcare with local traditional values and a community-controlled, patient-centered, and primary care-oriented approach, the NUCA system has created one of the world's most effective healthcare systems in just 10 years. The ninth takeaway is, adopt a resistance mindset. Refuse to remain part of one of America's most corrupt and ineffective systems. Employees worry about risks to their benefits. Address their concerns with care. Educate them on the state of the U.S. healthcare system, its perverse incentives, and how it puts them at risk even if they have insurance. Illustrate the consequences of the system's shortcomings using the opioid and COVID-19 crises. Help them envision what true patient-centered healthcare can look like. Build support from the grassroots. Communicate often. Address naysayer concerns respectfully and openly. And highlight quick wins. Listen to employees. And change methodically. Don't try to implement everything overnight. Do it in stages, building on and solidifying your successes. Seek out local providers of primary care who bundle physicians, health coaches, nutrition experts, and wellness advice into per-patient subscriptions, covering visits and preventative care. They should offer same-day appointments, modern technology, and transparent, portable electronic health records. Discourage employee use of providers, including pharmacies, other than those you screen and approve for excellence and low costs. Build your relationships directly and work with your benefits advisor, not through a preferred provider organization, PPO. Hire or contract with professionals who align with your new direction and who demonstrate the right mindset. Ensure they possess financial and statistical skills similar to those of your retirement plan administrator. Give them the authority and support to negotiate and manage your healthcare costs. If you self-insure, hire a properly aligned benefits consultant to help you build your plan with the safeguards you need to manage risk.